This year started horribly for China when a respiratory virus spread in Wuhan. Communist Party official instinct was to hush it up. Some predicted that this might be China's Chernobyl, a reference to how the Kremlin's lies over the nuclear accident hastened the collapse of the Soviet Union. They are wrong. After its initial bungling, China's ruling party swiftly imposed the quarantines of breathtaking scope and severity. The lockdown seems to have worked. The numbers of newly reported cases of COVID-19 has slowed to the trickle. Factories in China are reopening. Researchers there are rushing candidate vaccines into trial. Meanwhile, the official death toll has been far exceeded by Britain, France, Spain, Italy, and America. China hails this as a triumph. A vast propaganda campaign explains that China brought its epidemic under control thanks to strong one-party rule. The country is now showing its benevolence, it says, by supplying the world with medical kits, including nearly 4 billion masks between March 1st and April 4th. It sacrifices both time for the rest of the world to prepare. If some Western democracy squandered it, that shows how their system of government is inferior to China's own. Some, including nervous foreign policy watchers in the West, have concluded that China will be the winner from the COVID catastrophe. They warn that a pandemic will be remembered not only as a human disaster, but also as a geopolitical turning point away from America. That view has taken root partly by default. President Donald Trump seems to have no interest in leading the global response to the virus. Previous American president led campaigns against HIV/AIDS and Ebola. Mr. Trump has vowed to defund the World Health Organization, or WHO, for its alleged pro-China bias. With a man in the White House claiming absolute power, but saying, "I don't take responsibility at all," China has a chance to enhance its sway. Even so, it may not succeed. For one thing, there is no way to know whether China's record in dealing with COVID-19 is as impressive as it claims, let alone as good as the record of competent democracies such as South Korea or Taiwan. Outsiders cannot check if China's security officials have been candid about the numbers of coronavirus cases and deaths. An authoritarian regime can tell factory to start up, but it cannot force consumers to buy their product. For as long as the pandemic rages, it is too soon to know whether people will end up crediting China for suppressing the disease or blaming it for suppressing the doctors in Wuhan who first raised the alarm.